Well, welcome. My name is Chris. For those of you that I haven't had the chance to meet, I'm the lead pastor here at Hoboken Grace. And today is a very special day. As a matter of fact, this weekend is a very special weekend for us here at Hoboken Grace, because this is the weekend that we take every year to just pour into our leaders. We understand if we're going to love well, if we're going to advance his mission well, then a big part of that is leadership development. And so one of the things that we began to practice a few years ago is that we just take this weekend and everything is designed to encourage them, to train them, to build into them so that they can lead our family well. I hope that you appreciate your leaders, whether that's your impact leaders, whether that's your dinner group leaders, our staff here at Hoboken Grace. I hope that you appreciate what it is that they do, the way that they love you. You can't begin to imagine all that goes into what it is that we do and what they do in order to be able to execute that here with our family. And that's whether you're joining us online or whether you are joining us locally. You are impacted by them in ways that you can't even begin to imagine, and the work that goes into it is awesome. So we want to be able to celebrate them, encourage them, and prepare them to be able to do that even better as we move into this next year. That means that today we are online only. And one of the things that we know about this weekend is that this is one of those weekends where everybody travels. So whether you're joining us from your home, whether you're joining us from a family member's home, or whether you are joining us from the beach and enjoying Memorial Day weekend the way that it should be enjoyed, wherever you are, we're really excited to have you. Because today, what I want to do is I want to invite you into something that we're going to be doing for the next few months here at Hoboken Grace. Many of you know about the Home Initiative. If you don't, go to thehomeinitiative.com. You need to know about what God's doing and the community center that we're looking to build here inside of Hoboken. But what many of you don't know is the journey that led us to the Home Initiative, because we didn't start with that. As a matter of fact, this journey began 4 years ago. The summer of 2017 began this whole journey for us here at Hoboken Grace. And it began with a prayer initiative, where we at the time, our church had been growing, and we understood if we're going to continue to impact the community around us the way that we believe that God has called us to impact that community, then some things are going to have to change in terms of our space. So we began to pray, okay, God, what do you want for this to look like as we look towards the future, and as we look towards the space that we believe that would allow us to be able to love our community better. Coming out of that, God did some really amazing things. And for 3 months, we prayed. We were praying in every venue that you could possibly imagine. We were praying, okay, God, how would you lead us forward? And coming out of that, he did some interesting things at our current space to be able to open some doors for us to be able to expand our kids area and even downstairs in the auditorium for us to be able to expand, which was awesome. But we still knew, okay, that's not the end of the journey. But then God began to talk to us about not just being intention for impact, but being positioned for impact, and the way we engaged our finances, the way that we thought about finances, how we honored him or worshiped him with our finances. That led us through this thing called Be Rich, and all of us walked through Financial Peace University together. If you haven't walked through Financial Peace University, you need to do that. As a matter of fact, we think it's a fundamental discipleship tool here at Hoboken Grace, because God calls us to love him with all of who we are, not just part of who we are, and that includes how we engage our finances, how we engage our treasure and the treasure that he's given us. And so it kind of led us through that journey, and then it led us to the Home Initiative. It's been 4 years that God's been leading us down this journey that began with us coming to him together as a family and asking him, okay, God, how would you lead us forward, and us being very, very intentional as it pertains to prayer. And the reality is that this shouldn't surprise us. It shouldn't surprise us that we didn't have any idea what the journey would be. We didn't have any idea what God was going to do along the way. And it shouldn't surprise us that he has, in a way far greater than we could have imagined, that he has led us forward. And he's done so much. I mean, he has done so much in us in order to prepare us for what he wants to do through us. And that hasn't just been a 1-year journey. That has been a 4-year journey. But again, it shouldn't surprise us, because what did Jesus teach us? I want to take us to this passage today. It's found in the book of John. And Jesus, as he's sitting with his disciples at the Last Supper, he shares something with them that we have to constantly remind ourselves of. It's so important for us to understand, and we can never depart from it. And the reality is that what he shared with them should make it very clear to us that the journey that we've been on, it shouldn't be expected. Let me share with you this conversation. He says this, and he's been describing to them their connection to him, their dependence on him. And then he says this. He says, "I am the vine. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit." He says, listen, if you remain in me, you stay connected to me, you stay in sync with me, you continue to depend on me. Listen, you won't believe what I can do through you. But then he says this. He says, "But apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, this we should remind ourselves of this almost on a daily basis, because what he's saying, listen, if you don't stay in sync with me, if you're not dependent on me, if you're not plugged into me and what it is that I'm doing, I want for you to understand something. You can do nothing. And this should hit us a little bit, because he doesn't say, listen, apart from me, you're going to really struggle. He doesn't say, listen, apart from me, you're going to have some hard times. It's going to be a little bit harder. It's not going to work out the way that you thought. No, he doesn't say that. He's very clear. He's very clear. And I have to imagine what it was like to be the disciples and to hear him say this, because he looks at them and he says, just in case there's any doubt about what I'm saying here, let me just make this very clear. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. It's not that you will struggle. It'll be a lot harder. It's not that there's going to be more difficulty. No, literally nothing. So you're saying we'll accomplish very little. No. I'm saying you'll accomplish nothing. Nothing. That should strike us in a powerful way. It's interesting. If you come to my home, we have on one of my walls in my living room, I have a stick. Now you say, well, why do you have a stick? Well, my wife thought that it would look good for us to have a stick on the wall. And I didn't agree with my wife. I thought that's kind of a ridiculous thing to put a stick on a wall. But she said, it's cool. People are putting sticks on the wall. And I said, well, I feel like that's just kind of a weird thing to do. But she finally convinced me. And the reason that she finally convinced me is because we were actually out looking for a Christmas tree one day, and my son happened to find a stick, and she said, that's a perfect stick for our wall. And for 4 years now, that stick has been on my wall. It has. What's amazing is this, because as I was preparing for today, I was actually sitting at my table, and I looked up at that stick. That stick at one time produced leaves. That stick at one time was part of a beautiful tree. But for the past 4 years, you know what that stick has done? Nothing. Nothing. And as I sat there and as I looked up at that stick, I said, it was such a perfect picture of what Jesus was telling them. He says, I want you to understand something. If you get disconnected from me, you're just like a stick on a wall. And you may do a lot of nice things, and it may look whatever, and people may be whatever, but what you're actually accomplishing is nothing. Nothing. And as we come together, I want to bring us back to this, because as we come to this point in the journey, it's important that we do not deviate from the understanding of this and an understanding of what he communicates as he moves forward. Because listen to how he continues. He says this, "If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned, or sometimes picked up and put on a wall as maybe a decoration. But it actually doesn't accomplish anything." One of the things that's really funny is that sometimes people will come to my house and they'll be like, "Where'd you get that stick? That's a nice stick. Where'd you get that stick? I'm like, do you really think I'd pay for a stick? No, we found it in the forest where you find sticks. That's where you get sticks. And Jesus says, you have to understand, they're worthless. They have no worth whatsoever. But then he continues, he says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And he says, okay, I want you to understand something. If you don't remain in me, when you get disconnected from me, when you begin to think, no, I can do this on my own, I don't really need him, he says, you can accomplish nothing. But if you remain in me, and then he says something that, and I want to take us back to this verse. He says something that for some of us is a bit confusing. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Now, let me clarify this for a second, because some of you are saying, okay, wait a second, you're saying you can ask for whatever? Like, I would really like a new car. I would love, it's summertime, I'd like a convertible. I don't know if you like convertibles. I love convertibles. What is he saying here? Well, listen, he's not saying you can just ask for anything. What he's saying is this. Listen, when you're in sync with me, when your heart beats like me, like mine, when we're walking hand in hand, he says, the reality is that you're going to be able to ask for whatever it is that you want, because your heart's going to beat for what my heart beats for. And I'm going to, as you remain in me, it's amazing how Jesus transforms what it is that we long for and what it is that we want most. And Jesus says, even in that situation, you're going to want what it is that I want, and I'm going to work through you so that you can bear fruit. So that what? So that the Father will be glorified by what it is that's accomplished through you. And so he says, I want for you to remain in me. I want you to be dependent on me. And then I want you to engage this journey with me and to bring those requests that you know are at the core of my heart. And see how I lead you forward. See what I do and see how I work. Four years ago, we did that. And we came to him, we said, we know your heart is to impact the city, and so we want you to lead us forward. And he answered that request. We didn't know exactly what the answer was going to look like. As a matter of fact, his answer was a lot better than our answer. And his answer did so much through us to the glory of the Father. We couldn't have possibly predicted that. And so as we come to this point, as we move just past the midpoint of the Home Initiative, we want to go back before we move forward. The reality is that right now, we have come to a place where we are very much not just intention for impact, but position for impact. And we want to pray for God to actually provide that space. We've been giving to it. Many of you have been giving to it. But I don't know that we've been praying about it the way that we should, in a way that reflects what we've just seen in Scripture, in a way that reflects that, we're completely dependent on him. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Apart from him, this has no chance. And we're not going to locate the space, and we're not going to be able to make the deal, and we're not going to be able to move forward unless he leads us forward. And so here's what it is that we want to do. We want to go back to what we did 4 years ago. And so we're going to practice a couple different things. One, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m., Church Square Park, we're going to come together in the gazebo, and we're going to pray together. And we're going to pray for God to be able to provide that space every Wednesday morning. Inside of every single service, every Sunday, when we come together, we're going to pray for God to be able to lead us forward in this. We're not going to miss a one. And if we miss one, you come talk to me. Some of you out there, you will do that. I know that, because when we miss other things, you come talk to me. And this is one of the times where I actually invite you to do that, because we don't want to miss a single service. And whether you're with us in person or whether you're online, we want to make sure that we are consistently praying about this. Why? Because apart from him, we can do nothing, not only at every service, but we want to pray together at every single group meeting, every dinner group. If your leader forgets it, bring it up in group. Hey, listen, don't forget, we got to pray. We got to pray for God to move and work and how he's going to lead us forward in the Home Initiative. Every single group is going to be praying about this. every single leader meeting, team meeting, we're going to be praying about this. We want to consistently bring this before him to communicate. We are completely dependent on you. On social media on Tuesdays, we're going to call everyone to be praying about this. Because we want to make sure, for those of you who are joining us online, that you're engaged with us in this and praying with us in this. And so we're going to call people to prayer on Tuesdays. And we're going to as we pray, we're going to do three things. Number one is this. We're going to thank him for the journey that he's led us through. We enter into his courts. The Psalms teach us to enter into his presence. The way that David says it is we enter into his courts with thanksgiving. We enter thankful. We're not coming as spoiled brats saying, God, we want for you to do something for us. You've done everything in the world for us. You've done far beyond what we could ever imagine, but we're just coming with more of what we want for you to do for us. First of all, it's not about us. It's about what we want to be able to do inside of our community and what we want to be able to do globally online. It's about furthering that impact, but we don't want to come in as a spoiled child. We want to begin where we should begin, which is being thankful. And so we're going to thank him for the journey that he's led us through. I mean, think about the change that's happened in your life. So many of you over the course of the last 4 years, or maybe you've been with us for the last 2 years and you've experienced this journey. We want to thank him for the journey that he's led us through. We want to thank him for what he's done in our lives along the way. And the personal impact that's happened on our hearts. The way that he's led us as a church, the way that he's led us individually. And then finally, we want to pray that he would now provide as only he can. That he would provide the space as only he can. One of the things that we see consistently throughout Scripture is that God loves to act in such a way that everyone knows it was him. God loves to act in such a way as to make sure that there's no question about whom the glory belongs to. And we want him to once again do just that, to provide as only he can. And in every space that we can, every time that we can, we're going to move through this summer and we're going to pray. Why? Because he is the vine and we are the branches. If we remain in him, we'll bear much fruit. But apart from him, we can do nothing. This summer, we want to make sure that our Father knows. We know. Apart from him, not only can we do nothing, we don't even want to try to go down that road. No. We want to trust and follow him. And so today, I don't want to just talk about it. I want to practice it. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to bring two of our staff members in right now to actually begin to pray for those three things. So, would you guys welcome Anthony and Sarah? Excellent. Well, Sarah, would you get us started?
Sure. Lord, we thank you so much for who you are and what you've done. You have worked with us so much. You have blessed us so immensely. What a journey it has been from 2017 until now. Lord, we thank you for what you've taught us. We thank you for the way that you showed up, that you revealed your character to us, your faithfulness, and your goodness to us as a church body, as a city. And Lord, we just thank you for the way that you've been working in our groups, that you've been working in our lives individually as we have walked through this together as a family. God, you showed us what it's really like for this to be our home and what we could do to be a part of that, for the way that you grew us in our giving, the way that you grew us and even myself, God, you made this more home for me. Lord, we continue to pray that you would help us put roots down here, that we would continue to keep those roots down in you. And the work that you've done is only the first part, and that we get to continue to see your faithfulness and your goodness as our lives have changed and we've taken steps closer to you. And God, I also pray for what's to come. I am so excited about the potential that is what you could gift us and what you can do. These are things that only you can do, God. It has nothing to do with us. It's only us saying yes to you and choosing to trust you. And God, we do just that. We trust you for the big. We trust you for the finances. We trust you for the building. We trust you for everything that needs to be put there. And Lord, we know that we're going to step back and we're just going to give all the glory to you because only you can do this, God. And we thank you so much for letting us be a part of this journey and what you have for our city. And so we pray for the space we need. We pray for the classrooms. We pray for the relationships with this community that we love so much. And we truly mean what we say, God. We don't just live here. We want to love here. Help us to do that, God. And just show up. Knock our socks off. We can't wait to see what only you can do. In your name we pray.
Father, when I think about where you've brought us and where you're taking us, the word that comes to mind is journey. When I think about our own relationship with you, that you are just so relational when it comes to us and that you each individually take us on a journey. But collectively, when we trust in you, we get to go on that journey together. And so we think of where you've taken us. We think of where we are, and we can only imagine of where we're going. And the word that keeps coming to mind along that journey is trust. You asked us to trust you all those years ago, and it's continually being asked to trust you that has strengthened our faith in this process. So we do trust you, God, in this, and we ask you to increase our trust, increase our faith when it comes to how you've journeyed with us. Trust where you've taken us is where we need to have gone. Trust that where we are is exactly where you want us. And ultimately, trusting in you that where you're taking us is where you want us to be and that you are completely in control. Father, we do thank you for this family that you've given us, for this community that you've put us in. We can't wait to see what you are going to do with these people who are saying yes, yes to you, that you can continue to work through us and see it come into fruition. We come to you, God, with anticipation. We come to you, God, with excitement. And we can't wait to see what you're going to do. It's all because of Jesus. And it's in his name we pray.
Father, we are so incredibly, incredibly grateful for what it is that you've done. And you've told us over and over again that if we trust you, that the journey is better, that if we trust you, you know so much more than we do, and you understand the future, you understand what needs to happen. And Father, we just thank you for how we've seen that happen. We've seen you work and move in ways that we couldn't possibly have expected. We thank you for what you've done in us. And Father, You've prepared us now to take this step. We ask that you would provide, that you would open the door for us to have that space, for us to find that space, for us to be able to love the community, for us to be able to communicate your message better than ever before. We are completely dependent on you and understand that apart from you, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, for those of you who are joining us, I want to encourage you, start that now. Next Sunday in our in-person location, we're actually going to have prayer tents for you to be able to put on your table to remind you of that. But I encourage you right now, begin to engage him about this. For so many of us, we've given to the Home Initiative, but we want to invest as much in the way that we pray as we do with the way that we give. And we want to ultimately communicate to him over and over. We understand we can do nothing without you. Have an incredible weekend, and we'll see you soon.